We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I just don't understand why government buildings across Ireland have to be designed in an ugly way.
I know what you mean.
Like, why does it need to be so ugly inside the building?
I think especially when it's like government and when it's like state funded, I suppose, it has to look like it wasn't expensive. Or does it? Or would we prefer it as taxpayers for it to look
nice?
For it
to be glamour. Why can't they have like I don't know, why can't it look like a bougie cafe when you go in? Because what it made us...
Why can't it look like a bougie cafe?
I just don't understand. You could definitely do it on a budget. Or like even, I'd settle for some IKEA bits.
Plants. Yeah.
It was giving prefab.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! We've migrated to the single sofa, and you know what? It has me feeling a bit comfy.
It's so comfy.
I've got the legs up.
You do have your legs on my coffee table.
I do have my legs on your secondhand coffee table. You got in the flea market. What's the fuss about?
Yeah, but just because something's secondhand doesn't mean you can treat it with disregard.
That's not disregard. It's
you've your feet on my table, your manky, crusty toes on my table.
Again, it's laced in cat hair. You can't be precious about anything in this
girl. Girl, I have my new Hoover that I'm very passionate about.
I know.
I'm not going to say the brand name because I've been begging for one.
We've both been begging.
For free, and he said no, so I had to go buy it.
Like, with our agent that we're with, we get asked about like a brand wish list.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any brands that we'd love to work with. Yeah. And look,
I'm going to say it was Dyson. And fuck ye.
We're whores for a good Hoover.
Yeah, I was trying to whore myself out, and you wouldn't give it to me, so I had to go buy one.
The thing is, right, when I'm home in Cork, I don't mind doing a bit of hoovering at all. My mam has a great Hoover, right?
Okay.
Great Hoover. The Hoover that I have in London breaks my fucking heart.
Yeah,
it's your
see.
fault. You got it. I told you not to get a cordless one.
I paid for it as well, did I?
No, you didn't. We went three way.
Go on anyway. Sure. One, fair enough.
I did fucking pay for
all
it.
Oh, right, yeah, go on.
So, yeah, we've both been holding out for a Hoover collab.
Now, and I would say, right, obviously, like, I caved and just bought it because I had to, because for my mental health, my Hoover was shocking. There was cat hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Every day was a uphill battle. I know, obviously, like, first world problem kind of vibes, right?
No, yeah, but no, but look, the house was in ruin.
It wasn't in ruin.
The house was
It wasn't. But girls, this ain't money can't buy happiness. It can. And it's a it's a functioning Hoover.
You know what? Poor people say that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Find me a rich person who money can... No, because they're laughing out in the pool.
And they have a fucking gorgeous Hoover. Lads, it's just who is so good.
And they have a huge fridge.
I'm going to stop who?
The rich people.
The rich people, yeah, they do. Double fridge. I, do you know, like, and again, this is obviously over consumer mentality or whatever. Yeah. But like, if I have a fridge with a double door and an ice machine in the door, how can I be sad? How can you be sad when your beverages are always at the perfect temperature?
You won't have me sad ever. You'll find me in the kitchen wanking over my double fridge. I'm not even joking. Imagine, the thing is, do you ever get something new? Like, you know, the way you were with the Hoover earlier, the way you were like, oh my God, look at my Hoover. He actually had me using it in the bedroom.
Kevin came in and I was like, how's it going? Come in here and use my Hoover.
But you know the way you'd be showing off like a new item that you got for the gaffer, you'd be like, oh my God, have you seen my oven? Have you seen the new sofa? Like, imagine if you're a rich person just had everything nice.
And it was all gorgy.
It was all just gorgeous.
Now, I did feel rich as well because recently I've also purchased, it's been a big appliance month
really
for me.
You're growing up, you're really getting married.
It's giving settling down, right? Yeah, but basically...
You make me feel sick. No, I'm happy for me.
Okay.
But no, it's just because, you know, that whole thing of I see how my life measures up.
Oh, right. No, well, this is the most exciting...
I'm spending all my money on poppers.
But if the most exciting thing that's happening to me is I bought a dehumidifier, then...
I know, but that's amazing too. You know,
oh, girls.
That's a big boy spend, girls, isn't it? Big boy.
I'm sorry, all you pavos going around huffing your dirty air, your dirty, moist
Stop,
air.
Stop, do I need to get it? Because I'm waking up. I'm waking up with the sore throats again.
Oh, no, we need to get it because our...
gaff is moldy or whatever.
Our bedroom was growing mushrooms out of the wall vibes.
Yeah, and you were using them for the mise en place,
I was using them for the dinner prep in the evenings. There was so much mushrooms coming out the wall. No, there wasn't, but like...
There's nothing fun, guys. About mushrooms growing on your windowsill.
No, there wasn't, but it was very damp. There was a lot of damp happening. Like one day I woke up and I was like, did Jose piss the bed? And I was like, no, it's just damp. So we had to get a dehumidifier. We had to get a dehumidifier.
No, the cat pissing on the bed.
And we got it. So basically, one of my best friends, Jordan, works in Harvey Norman's.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever need a boy to recommend an appliance, because you know sometimes it's a bit of a Wild West out here with the appliances.
No, you know what it is? Choice paralysis.
It's choice paralysis.
There's too many options.
And everything smart this, digital that.
If there's one thing that's going to give me paralysis, it's choice.
It's choice. But anyway, Jordan directed me in the right way and I got the best dehumidifier in the biz, but at a good price point.
Can you give me an earmark of how much I'd be spending on a good humidifier?
200 and something.
Really, babe?
Yeah, the rest of them don't do fuck all, and also they drain your electricity so that you'd be end up paying for them in the long run.
What about just the ones you get in Savers or Poundland and you pop in the windowsill? Shocking.
They do nothing.
They do nothing.
No, you need to invest.
You need to invest.
Do you know what I mean?
How's the noise from it?
I think it's like white noise. It puts me off straight away. And it's just like now.
Puts you off to bed.
Yeah. It's kind of in the morning. Then it's a bit like forbidden juice, you know. I always want to drink the water out of it. But I don't. but I don't.
What?
Do you know, because obviously it gathers all the water from the atmosphere, right?
It's from your exhalations,
yeah, and
babe.
Like, and
it's,
like,
it's the moisture from your lungs.
Yeah, but then you take it
is
out.
It?
And don't, I just, because obviously it stops, like once the tank is full, it stops like working. So in the morning when you wake up, if you run it during the night, you have to pour it out the window.
Does
like,
it collect that much water?
Yeah, babe, I'm gobsmacked every morning when I wake up and there's 2 litres of water gathered,
2 litres.
But obviously, I'm just after getting out of bed, so I'm a bit gasping thirsty anyway, right? So then I goes over and I like open up the drawer And it's this.
You lick your lips.
And it's this gorgeous liquid. And I'm like, would I ever have a sip?
Forbidden
just
fruit.
To see what it tastes like, you know what I mean? But I think I'd die, would I?
You wouldn't. When Bear Grylls
is. But my mum told me that they use that water. My mum told me one day when she was here, they use that water in car batteries.
That's incorrect.
Because it's something to do with, like, it's like the way the ions work. I don't know, I'm not a scientist or a mechanic.
They use collected humidifier waters from domestic settings in car
I don't know
batteries.
Domestic settings, but I think so, there's something about it anyway. Mechanics, if you're listening, all the mechanics.
Now,
if you're
your
listening.
Man heard that wrong. Surely be to God.
I don't, anyway, let's fact check after this.
Also, that just goes to show, right? If he's collecting 2 liters of water,
yeah,
that really they probably are worth it. Now, it would have been great if we'd have lined up the clap.
I know.
Because we're singing the praises
I
of
know,
it there.
But like sometimes you're just like, if I like a product, I'm going to talk about it, girls.
Also,
I like to keep it real.
I'm the exact same. Also, it's April, right?
Yeah.
Start drying your clothes outside. Like the fact that some people, right, are drying their clothes inside. This is really just a note to my housemates.
Okay, okay. I was like, you
don't
seem,
listen.
You seem very angry.
But like, I don't think they understand, right, that that moisture is just going into, if you're drying your clothes on a horse rack inside the living room, that moisture is just going into the walls. There's a reason that they have, when you sign a lease for a tenancy, there's a reason they have a clause in the contract saying you're not meant to be drying your clothes inside. It's because it all goes into
the
atmosphere, it goes into the walls, and your walls are black.
Do you know,
it.
On the dehumidifier, there's a setting for drying your clothes. And I'm telling you now, it goes into the clothes and sucks out. My clothes are drying in 2 seconds.
I heard that as well.
It's brilliant. This podcast after taking a turn, isn't
but
it?
Do you know what? I was saying this actually goes back to, that's why it's great that this podcast, right, is a product of time.
A time capsule.
Right. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. You look at our growth.
Yeah.
Look at our growth. We were going on about fucking bath bombs. Episode one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what I know. Dehumidifiers.
Dehumidifiers. Look at that for growth.
Is that growth? It seems like same genre. You know what I mean?
I know, but really, there's a jump from a lush bath bomb to a dehumidifier from Harvey Norman.
I feel like I had my life together now that I have. I invested in a Hoover and a dehumidifier. I'm like, oh my God, I'm kind of grown up.
See, you're probably, in this gaff at least, like a bit long term, right?
Oh yeah, I'll settle
a bit. My thing is, because I'm based in London still, I just think of it as accumulating more tax for when I move.
I know what you mean. Yeah, and then you have to get a van.
You have to get a van
and all that.
I've done sex with the van driver.
What? But to get a freebie?
No, just for fun. Just look again. Look, you're living your life. I'm living mine, baby.
I'm not going to judge.
Let's get on to the theme.
The theme for this week is embarrassing moments.
Alexa, play Get Right by J-Lo.
Tune.
Now, apparently... Oh, it is an absolute tune, I'll give her that much.
Get me a cane and a fedora now.
Turn it up, I think.
Do you ever watch Keira Knightley lip sync to this with the lads?
Yes.
She's amazing. She does the routine and
no,
all.
No, it's...
Yeah, it's that.
Does she do canes as well?
She does canes, yeah.
And the
hat, yeah.
Also, just because you said fedora.
Is this a remix?
No, it just takes a while to get in.
Okay, right.
Just too hard on me.
Standing just a little too close to me. You're saying not my me. What?
I just can't get fedora out of my head.
Fedoras, no one looks good in them.
Whatever the
except
girl
Britney.
Is.
Britney
lads.
Does.
Wait.
From the club. No, this is a bar. Just see the little girl at the end of this music video.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop. When she takes the headphones off and she starts singing.
I think it's my favorite moment in music ever. Forget your Freddie Mercury. Forget your David Bowie. Forget your Cher. Forget any of the greats.
Yeah.
Give me the kid at the end of Get Right.
Get Right.
Going. Apparently, though, that chorus isn't even J-Lo's voice. Apparently, a few of her songs, you know, because there's a bit of a trend on TikTok that everyone's like, oh, so, like, Jennifer Lopez is a bit crazy.
She did that embarrassing film recently where like no celebrity wanted to be a part of it. And they were all like,
they didn't need to air that like, bit.
Taylor Swift, out.
She worked with the wrong production company on that because they made her look bad. Now, I'm sure she wasn't doing too much to help herself.
Basically, everyone's coming for because they're saying, like, obviously, like, Jennifer Lopez has the confidence, like, that everyone needs, and they're calling her Jalulu. Like, Jalulu, you know? Which I'm
like, calling her what?
Jalulu.
Who's calling her Jalulu?
The internet. The internet's calling her. Nice. They're calling her Jalulu.
Are they actually?
Yeah, in the comments.
Are they calling her Jalulu?
Yeah, and then everyone's going, I wish... Nobody believes in J-Lo like J-Lo does.
It's just, it's that clip for me where she's walking past her old gaff in the Bronx, you know, because she grew up in the Bronx, and there's a fella outside the gaff, and she goes, I used to live here. And he's like, who are you? She's like, Jennifer Lopez. And he hasn't a glimmer. And I'm just going, that clip didn't need to see the light of day.
Do you know
surely
what I mean?
She could have had authorization over that clip and said, look, let's leave that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also I just think some of the edits did her dirty. Like when she's in the gym and she like pulls out her hair and she's all messy and she's like, I used to wear my hair like this when I was running up and down the Bronx as a little girl. And I'm like, if that was edited right, it could have been like,
it could have been nice,
a lovely moment. Yeah. And I think in her head, she saw it as like everyone going, she started in the Bronx and she made a life for herself and look where she's gotten to. Whereas
I know the concept, I know the idea, it's executed wrong.
But I can see her thinking, because she was thinking that this would look good in the film, so it read so flat.
It read like that.
Yeah.
Now, since you said the word fedora, I can't get the image of them out of my mind.
Let's list some celebrities that pop into our heads when we say the word fedora. Straight away, Neo.
Neo. RuPaul is sometimes guilty of a fedora.
Britney Spears
dons a fedora.
She's the only one in a fedora I can get on board with.
It's when you're on a night out and like some of the girlies and the gays, like, you know, the Zara gays.
No one's wearing a fedora now.
Babe, I'll show you a picture someone uploaded of them wearing a fedora. I don't get it. Also, not to be rude, but because I think it's an ugly hat, the only reason I can imagine that you're wearing one is because you've a very ugly head. So just know that when you're wearing a fedora, I'm not thinking, ooh, what a gorgeous fashion statement. I'm thinking, oh, ugly head.
Now that we're talking about it, though.
No! Wedding.
No, do I feel like I want to start wearing one, ironically? I think I do.
I don't think that enough time has passed.
I'm testing the air.
Doing the irony litmus test.
I think the fedoras are going to come back, ironically. I can just feel it in my... Sometimes I swear I can feel they're not. It. I think fedoras are going to come back and we're all going to be wearing them.
No.
And we're going to be eating our awards.
See Emily Sandy in a peplum dress, then I would have people wearing their fedoras again.
Peplum's back, but in a new way. Peplum's back in a new way.
Who said that?
The fashion industry. I've seen a few peplums recently and I'm not offended by them and I mean my
actual
words.
Actual peplum.
Like back, not old school peplum.
So what's new wave peplum?
Not office casual peplum. It's more like relaxed.
Not the Saturdays peplum.
It's peplum with a lowercase p. It's more relaxed.
Okay.
So I do think...
Peplum. But you know those Zara gays who do the walking?
Yeah.
But you know the actual TikTok Zara gays who do the walking and they're all on Zimpi.
You can't wear that type of... What?
They're all doing the Zimpi. Have you seen them?
Are we shortening our Zimpi to Zimpi?
I've always been saying Zimpi.
I kind of love Zimpi.
I was thinking that if I was to do drag, would my new drag name be Zimpi Poozin? As in, ode to old Bimpi, but she's just, you know, she's on the Zimpi.
Brilliant. I love this.
But they're the lads. They're the lads wearing the fedora.
Yeah,
your man, the main fella, you know, the main fella with the bit of a beard, he's forever wearing fedoras.
What about if we put a feather in it?
No, that's worse.
Will we all wear
fedoras? Then you're just looking like a 70s pimp.
The night before my stag, while wearing fedoras. I've come full circle. And we're doing a dance to Neo for TikTok. Right, speaking of embarrassing, we're talking...
Yeah, actually, nice little segue for us there.
We're talking about embarrassing moments, right? And we asked for you to submit your embarrassing moments because...
We wanted to do a submissions ep, isn't that right?
I was going to say, an embarrassing moment shared is an embarrassing moment halved.
There's that as well. Also, I think nothing's really embarrassing. No. I think you can turn anything that's embarrassing, you can turn it on its head.
And also...
And make it funny.
Yeah, when things are embarrassing, they're hilarious.
They're hilarious.
I just think it all depends on who you surround yourself with. And this is never more clear than after a night out. Who you wake up next to is so important. So, right? If I go on a night out and I'm being crazy, which I get crazy... No, if I go out and I'm
athletic... And he forgets to turn on the dehumidifier when he comes home.
Forget to put in my retainers. Sorry, Dr. Case. But, you know, if I go a bit wild on the night out, right? And I wake up the next morning. I want the friend next to me to be like... Oh my God, you were so hilarious last night. Like
who's laughing from the minute you wake up?
And you were like, you're grand, you were so funny, rather than the friend who's like, oh my God, you'd never guess what you did last night.
That seems kind of pointed. I only ever did that to you once on Halls.
What?
The ladder. The, oh my God, we woke up that morning and I was like, are you okay?
No, that
we're not on about
no,
that.
No, you're
fine.
The funny friend. You're the
I know, but remember one time I did do the ladder.
Well, yeah, you were horrible to me that day. It was fine. I forgot about that. That was the day that you took pictures of me when I was drunk and sent them to Jose.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't. I had them on my story.
And you went live with me when I was locked and I could barely speak.
Padraig went live.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't go live at all, you
anyway,
idiot.
We're over that.
I know, but I thought, because that's the one thing that you say to me about that trip in Spain, is the fact that the next morning, you would have found it funny if I'd have woke up laughing with you, but I was like, babe.
Don't worry, babe.
Don't worry, babe.
It's fine.
By the way, yesterday you did this.
No, you
I documented all of it.
You want to wake up with the funny friend who encourages your alcohol abuse. No, I'm joking. You want to wake up with the funny friend who
that you're just going to laugh about
this. Because as well.
And also, here's to the nights we won't remember, but the people will never forget.
And you can put that on your skin on Bebo.
But it's true though.
Yeah.
I remember I was doing a summer course before, right?
You don't. That's all you did, isn't it?
Honestly,
did you get them for free
the
or
week,
what?
I think I got one or two. And
your man never wanted you in the gaff. You were in a course every
I wasn't.
Day of your life. It,
you know what? I only really did the performing arts summer course.
Okay.
And honestly, when it finished on the Friday, actually, typically we do a show on a Saturday. We do a showcase. I suppose it wasn't a show. It was just showcasing the work. The summer was downhill from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You work in your rep folder.
But I remember one of the teachers on that course, one said to us, if you want to be an actor, kid, and she took a puff of her cigarette, she said, you can't get embarrassed. Now, was she just doing this for her own entertainment? Because then what proceeded was we actually had to get up and do something embarrassing.
Okay.
We had to get up in front of the room of everyone and embarrass ourselves, air quotes.
Okay.
So people were doing like a funny song, making funny faces. A lot of people were mortified. Two people got moved down a group.
Why?
Because they wouldn't do it.
Because
they were too embarrassed.
Oh my God.
And this is a summer camp now. Also, this is a summer camp.
She was taking it too serious. I taught kids like loads when I was a dancer. You can't take your... woes out on them.
But then I'm thinking, like, because I've taught summer camps before, and the odd one, like, you know, it's the summer. I was rocking up hungover or whatever to them. Like, was she just like, oh, I'll sit down now and just have them act silly now for the next half hour?
Yeah, I'd be doing that sometimes. What did you do?
But I do think there's a bit, I don't know, I did like a silly impression or something like that. I was a bit goofy. I was a bit crazy. But I actually do think there's merit in it. Like,
oh yeah, no, there is. No, it was
you
good
know,
advice.
And like one thing, like from going on to, you know, study theatre later in life, like I do think there's a separation of the people who, especially when it comes to things like acting.
Yeah.
Like that they only do pretty acting. They're afraid to look ugly or they're afraid to like do anything because everyone else will be like, oh, what the fuck are they up to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't have any of that.
You need fear
in acting.
Yeah, but then some drama students should be more embarrassed because Do you know, they do all this work in college, right? And then they get to the point where they're okay to just be cringy the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Actually, there needs to be a limit, doesn't there?
And
then
some of them do loads of videos for TikTok and I'm like, girl, no. You know? Where's this coming from? I'm a hater today, am I?
You're a hater, but I kind of love it.
Just today, sorry, girls.
Anyway, we asked for your submissions of your embarrassing stories, basically. There's that, right?
Yeah.
We also wanted a bit of a laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love a submission set every now and then.
And we'll tell you some of ours if we remember as we go.
We'll tell you because, as we said, like, we turn our embarrassing stories into content.
So, no, I think this is, and this is something that me and Kevin both do, I think if you're embarrassed and you just learn how to laugh at yourself and not take yourself too serious and be like, oh my God, yeah, that was so embarrassing. I was so cringe.
Yeah.
Then you take back the power.
Absolutely.
Because like, the only time someone can hold something embarrassing over you is if you're denying it and be like, shut up, no, stop talking about that. If I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that was so cringe when I did that.
You take back the power, girls.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Okay, anyway, submissions.
Okay, so I worked in Eddie Rockets while I was in college and I was serving a mother and her daughter. The mother asked me what the chicken was like in the kids' sliders, brackets burgers. Did you know that?
Yeah.
She wanted to know if it was like chicken nuggets or a fillet. I'm not sure why, but I grabbed my tit. And at the same time, I said, it's a proper breast of chicken, love. What?
Was she in a goofy mood or what?
Why would you be doing that?
I'm scared.
I've never been as mortified, but that's all self-inflicted. Like, you consciously did that.
I know, but sometimes
you just do things in the moment
and you're just
funny.
Like, what the fuck was that about? You know what I mean?
Glitch in the system.
Okay, next one, right? In sixth class, I put myself forward to say a reading at the Stations of the Cross. Any chance to perform, girlies? So I made my way up the altar, but just as the choir is on their last verse of The Clouds Veil and I'm about to begin, I piss myself on the altar in front of the whole parish. Naturally, I was absolutely mortified, but the show had to go on. I finished my reading. When she's covered in piss. And in fear of drawing any more attention to the situation.
But she's behind the pulpit, is she?
I presume so, yeah. And in fear of drawing any more attention to the situation, I sat back down and stayed there for the rest of the service. Once the mass had finished, I sprinted home to work out logistically how to flee the country at 12 years old. Thankfully, no one mentioned it afterwards, but it stays with me to this day.
Was there people pissing themselves at 12?
You would, like, if you were nervous.
That mask, God lover.
Oh, you know, it's just the fact she had to sit in it and the uric acid.
But when she says she had to sit in it, did she stay on the altar with the priest and the altar servers?
No, you go.
Or did she come back down?
She came back down.
Definitely.
She must have, like, because she went up, they finished the Clouds Veil, she took a wee. She took a wee, done the reading, and then walked back down and sat down.
Also, were there even toilets at mass if she wanted to piss?
There is, yeah. But it's back in the change room, you have to go backstage.
Yeah, but you'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I one day, me and one of the lads were at mass, and we really need to go to the toilet. And usually your man would go with ya.
But did you just go with one of the lads to mass? You're like, come on, we go to mass.
No, we're in our family.
Oh, sorry.
But
right.
We used to go to mass for the laugh and just be kind of delinquents in the mass. Like, he'd be like, oh, Father, and we'd be like, but that was back in the day. But then we stopped doing that because he made us come to the front row every time we went then.
Who did the priest?
Yeah, because he knew we were the messers, so we couldn't do anything in the front row. Anyway, that was because there was no U Club back then, but then the U Club started, so we started going to the U Club.
Got you off the streets.
Got us off, God. Got us out of the pulpits and into the U Club.
Got you out of the parish.
Out of the pulpits into the U Club is the name of the app. But basically, my mum usually would walk us back if we needed to pee, like when we were younger. But I think it was me and Jordan, but she was like, go on, like you can go, like just go back there, you know where it is.
Yeah.
But then we were there, we had a nose around the garments, had a peek.
And then some of the wine.
All the vestments, like. No, we just had to look at all the vesties.
Yeah, it's kind of mad back then, isn't it?
No, it was like walking into Cher's wardrobe in her Vegas residency.
No, you know what?
It was glitz and glamour.
I used to love about being in the sacristy, right?
What's that?
That's like the backstage.
The dressing room?
The dressing room, the green room.
What is it called, the sacristy?
I don't know. I think it's probably to do with the Romans, is it?
Okay, go on. But...
And even when I was on the altar, like doing my altar serving bits, right? Yeah. You'd get very easily distracted because everything's gold, girlies.
Yeah, it's
everything's set in gold.
It's twinkly, like.
Like, it's sparkling. Remember the tabernacle?
Yeah, tabernacle.
Open up that tabernacle quick because it's stunning. Isn't it so gorgeous?
Stunning.
Or even when the girls come clip-clop. They'll be coming down to help the ministers of the Eucharist.
Yeah, on Maribel.
And they're all being given a golden chalice.
Yeah.
A golden chalice.
Yeah. And then they have the nerve, the gumption and the gall to go, "We're broke, would you give us some money on the collection going around?
Put some money in that basket.
Sell one of your gold cups, you mad bastard. If you're fundraising for a new roof, why don't you sell the big gold cross that's behind you? You know? That's what I never understood.
Bastards.
They're like, "Oh, we're fundraising for the healing bill." I'm like, just sell one of the gold things you have.
They could have sold lots.
Yeah, God forbid. Your robe is made out of the finest silk. You get a good bit of money for that.
Right, will we go on to the next
one? Yeah, bring back wood.
Okay. "I went to a new cafe that my college had negotiated a student discount at. I walked in and it was just me and the barista. Ooh. I placed my order for a coffee and just said, oh," I haven't even read ahead. I don't know why I'm laughing. "And I just said, oh, and I have my student card too," expecting him to apply the discount to my order. But instead the barista just goes, "I'll make it extra strong, so." "I literally was so mortified to ask for the discount, so then I just paid full price. Haven't gone back since, girlies."
That's something would happen you.
That's something that would happen me 100 times
over. Go, "Oh, it means I get a discount."
Yeah, exactly. I'm even mortified because, hilariously, I still have a uni days. But like, I'm even mortified whipping it out. I kind of go, and I don't know, I think I might have a student discount. But you don't even do student discount, do you? Instead of just saying, "Oh, can I have my student discount?"
Yeah.
Now, also, because I shouldn't be asking for it, so maybe that's why I have my tail between my legs.
What did you teach me? Better the 10% in your pocket than the man's.
But that's it.
Yeah.
But that's it. If you're getting this right, 100 quid, and even if it's just a tenner off, sure, that's your tenner.
Yeah, better in your pocket. Joey, when you said that to me, that stuck with me ever since.
Better in your own back pocket than theirs,
Yeah, Phil says that to you all the time, doesn't she?
That's what my mum says, the whole time. Now, she's not using student discount before anyone.
Well, she can.
Well, she could
do. It's well in her right.
She could do if she
wanted
to.
Better in her pocket. Next one, right? "Guys, when my dad died, like literally minutes after he took his last breath, the nurse stood beside me saying all sorts that I couldn't really take in because, come on, like my dad just died, right?"
Same me as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're asking you a billion questions.
Oh, and I'm like, "Oh, babe, I can't hear you." You
I don't know
what I mean?
What's going on. Yeah, I have that, you know, that piercing sound in my ear. Yeah.
Yeah, same. Right. Then she said...
Same.
Same, girly. Then she said, "Do you want to give me a kiss?" And I thought it was weird. But as she was old and like really caring, I thought it was like a respectful thing. So I goes, "Okay." And I gave her a peck on the cheek, but she started to look so confused. And then she goes, and nodded. And she goes, "Do you want to give your dad a kiss?" She repeated. And I said, "Oh, give him a kiss, not you, okay?" She was like, "It's so embarrassing. And I think of it all the time, even 15 years later."
15 years old.
15 years later. Imagine.
I'm just giving the old nurse a kiss.
So, do you know, because obviously you're in shock, you're grieving, and then
you're crying.
And now you're embarrassed.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Would it nearly be good just to cancel out the other emotions?
Yeah, and something to talk about.
How funny, though.
The nurse must have been like, what's going on?
It's the nurse I'm thinking about, and you're just going, and just kissing her. But like, were you still like, presumably you were like blubbering?
Yeah, she
was like,
well, she could have been like one of those people who, when they're in shock, they don't do anything and they go numb.
Yeah.
So then that would have been even more terrifying if she was like stone faced and in shock and she just kissed her on the cheek. The nurse was like, oh my God, she's snapped. She's going to kill me.
On that, on the kissing on the cheek, have you seen that video? Just because it was doing the rounds there again recently because it was Easter. But have you seen that video of the primary school lads and they're being interviewed for like RT or something? And then your man's like, tell us the story of Jesus' death at Easter. And then your man goes, Judas was a rat. Judas was a rat and he went over and he kissed Jesus and he rat him out to the soldiers and they came in and they killed him. And then Judas then felt pure bad, so he hung himself. It's so...
I want all my history through the vessel of a child.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, retold.
Yeah. Oh, retold. Yeah,
absolutely.
But they have to be from the north side of a city. also, on kissing, another really embarrassing thing that happened to me a few times in my life.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think we all just need to sit down and have a big team meeting. Are we doing two kisses on the cheek or the one? Are we going mwah mwah or are we just going mwah, right? Because sometimes
I think in Ireland you have to do one.
One times when you do the two bazoo, right, you end up kissing them on the lips. It's the most embarrassing thing ever. Once or twice, I went to kiss someone on the cheek and went to go for the other cheek and I end up cheating on Jose because my tongue's halfway down their throat before I know it.
On that, I went to see a show there recently with Julie, right?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm after getting a spare ticket. I thought it was from one of her friends, right? So she was like, I'm meeting three people there. But she said, there's tickets still available if you wanted to grab one for yourself.
Yeah.
So I rock up. Julie's there with these three people, right? So I go over and I'm like, I don't know who any of them are, but I'm trying to be like, you know, sociable or like, whatever, friendly. So I go in, there's a fella there, right? And I go in, I give him a big hug. And I can see he seems a bit awkward. So I give him a big hug and I'm like, oh yeah, how are things? And I hug the woman that's there. And then I'm like, oh, so how do you know Julie? He's like, who?
Oh, no.
Like, oh, we don't know her at all. We had a spare ticket that we offered to our friend and he offered it to Julie. And I was like, oh.
Hugs all round.
And I was giving major gay boy at theater. I was like, oh.
Hey, honey.
There's another one here. When I was at the tender age of 16, I used to work in a petrol station in my very rural village. One night, it was near closing time, and some fella in his early 20s came in and was buying a loaf of bread and some milk. He came to the till and asked me for what I thought was a box of Duracell batteries. We had them on display behind the counter. I asked him, what size do you want? As I went over to get them, but he didn't answer me. So I looked back and asked him again. He just looked back at me, really shocked. This other guy I worked with started pissing himself laughing over at the other till and I was now confused as to what was happening. I was like, do you want AA or AAA? This poor fella looked at me and said, I want Johnny's, like condoms, please. He asked me for a box of Jorex, not Duracell. I was so embarrassed. I think I actually blocked it out. The guy I was working with said, I can put this through if you want to start mopping the floors. And I mean it when I say I went into orbit.
No, honest mistake. Especially I'm thinking small rural town. I'm thinking he has a thick accent and he's going.
And a thick.
Triple A. No, that's smaller.
What's the big one?
The big one? A. Is it A?
It's giving girth.
No, but like if he goes in, he's like. It's probably that.
Also, I know we've spoken about it in a previous episode, but. Imagine the woman who is serving me when I bought the JLS condoms in Eurosaver. In Eurogiant. Like, she was probably like, what?
That is actually one of the most embarrassing moments in your life, isn't it? When you go to buy condoms for the first time.
Yeah. Also, knowing that I was never going to use them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who was I shagging?
Do you know,
age of 18.
The first condoms I bought was to go in to make sure they fit. So nice. I went to the pharmacy.
What? Wait, what?
So we were like, oh, if we ever have sex, like, we need to make sure the condoms fit. I don't know, it was like a thing in the group, right? So everyone bought condoms, and then we went into Merchant's Quay shopping centre and made sure they fit.
Of course, you spent your life in there.
And then we made sure they fit, and then when they did, we walked them out and we're like, yeah, they fit, we're grand, now we can go have sex if we ever get the opportunity. We went in and tried them on like it was a changing room. How embarrassing.
What?
We were just afraid because we were getting all these talks being like, be careful the condom doesn't slip off and all this stuff. So we all decided to go in and just make sure
that they fit.
But why did we do it in a public bathroom?
Yeah, why were we doing it in the bathrooms in Merchant's Quay? Speaking of bathrooms, lastly, I was like, do I have any more embarrassing stories? Because typically I feel like we just tell them as they happen
on
the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
But oh my God, it's only because I was speaking to her about it recently. But remember at my birthday last year. Now, if you've listened to the birthday ep, you'll know that I had a rough enough night. Yeah. It was all going wrong for me in my head.
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually as bad as I make it out, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so we rock up, right? And you know, when you're rocking up to your own birthday, you want to make sure like the vibes are correct and stuff. And there was music playing. I had to go to the bathroom, right? Tara Kumar, our friend, she was DJing, right? And she was, in fairness to her, she was doing me like mates, right? Good deal. It was like a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And rocked up, I had to go to the bathroom. I was over at Pádraig, and we'll just say Rihanna was playing, right? Pondery play. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think it was. Pondery play was playing, right? And anyway, I'm with Pádraig outside the bathroom. There was like one cubicle upstairs. And then the song ends, right? And then starts playing again. Also to note, at the time, I had met Tara maybe only two or three times prior to this.
Yeah, we didn't know as much as we do now.
Yeah, we're way closer to her now. Yeah. I see Tara the whole time. But at the time, we weren't that close. And, you know, she was really doing me a favour by DJing at my party, this sweat box.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm outside the bathroom with Pádraig. The song ends and then starts playing again. And I turn to Pádraig and I go, is she fucking thick playing the same song again? You know, because I was like, it's my birthday. Everyone's going to be like, why is the same song playing again, right? Tara then, unbeknownst to me, inside the bathroom just goes, babe, that's your iPad. So I didn't realise. But she wasn't playing the first hour whilst people were arriving. Yeah, she was like, there's no point.
She hadn't stared.
I thought she was already on decks. But no, she was inside the bathroom. And I literally turned to Pádraig. I was puce. I was going, oh my God. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, sorry. I was like trying to cover it up then. You know, you're
so
just making it worse.
Yeah.
I was digging a hole then for the night. I was going up to then the whole time. I was like, what do you want to drink? I was like, we'll get you anything. I say, she was like, who is this fucking bastard who I'm doing a favour for, essentially, on my Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, every time you meet up with her, you tell her that story again. So I think she forgives you.
Yeah, I think every time I see her, I think I apologise for it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it was, you were just up to 90, babe.
Yeah, I know, but still. I was traumatised. And then, I remember even at the end of the night then, because I'd rented the DJ decks and I was collecting them from her. Do you remember that time? That was so weird. Did we talk about it in Don't Tell Mam?
What?
But the DJ decks. Remember I dropped him back to that guy's
and
calf.
He wanted to like take on a date or something.
He made me drink a shot of something.
He goes, it's your birthday, bruv.
He goes, it's your birthday. And I was like, I went in. I was being crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. You could have died.
No, well, like, I mean.
Be a DJ decks.
DJ decks.
People with DJ
sounds
decks.
Sounds pretty sound to me.
They're not murderers.
Right, any more stories?
What's this one? The time I sent Kevin for my grandmama a Valentine's card when I was 6 and he ridiculed my spelling even though Sarah, his sister, had written it for me, I'll never forget.
I spoke about this ages ago on a podcast. That's Laurie.
What was it again?
Laurie, she sent me a... Was that the most embarrassing moment of her life? Oh, because I spoke about it on the podcast.
And you were saying her spelling was gammy.
No, it was because you were actually ripping her more than I was. I remember. Basically, the verse said it was a Valentine's card.
Yeah.
And I think it was like one of the only ones I received.
Oh.
But it was, go outside, look around, take a step. It's so weird that I remember this.
Yeah, it's weird you remember it.
Like, I'm talking minimum 20 years ago.
Do you remember your adult life as much as you remember your childhood life?
No, and that's where it's stressing me out. I don't.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You really remember every detail of your childhood.
I think if I loved it.
Actually, you remember what you think your childhood was.
Now, when I say I remember this word for word, I can remember a soliloquy. This is crazy. A soliloquy.
Yeah.
From a Hamlet that we studied for the Leaving Cert.
Go.
No, I don't want to, but I can.
Judy, what is Judy Dench's? Come on.
No, I don't want to.
Come on, you can't go around being like, oh, you remember the soliloquy.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of your players do, I had us leave the town crier, spoke my lines, nor do not saw the air too much with your hand thus, but use all gently. for in the very torrent, tempest, and, as I may say, whirlwind of passion, you must acquire and beget a temperance that may give it smoothness. No, that's the start of it. I'm not going to go on for the whole thing.
Work.
Yeah, but like, what's that about? Why do I remember that?
Is it something to do with long-term and short-term memory? I don't know. Anyway, so that's our most embarrassing moment.
Go outside, look around, take a step, and you might find, not me, of course. So this is the whole thing. So I'm reading and I'm trying to make sense of it. Go outside, look around, take a step, and you might find, not me, of course.
Okay.
I'm further than that. Hope you like my brand new trap, right?
Trap!
But it was spelled T-R-A-P-E. So I was very confused because I was a very literate child. And I was like, hope you like my brand new trape. So I remember, because I didn't know who was from initially.
Yeah.
So I went to my mom and I was like, mom, what's a trape?
Yeah, what is
and she
it?
She was like, what? No, but she meant trap.
But my that's sister even
was
scarier.
Like, but my sister was like, oh, it's trap. And I was like, how would you know? She was like, what's the story? Right, next one. One time I got so obliterated drunk that I posted a video of me in the back of a taxi with my entire tits out.
Why is that funny?
What? Also, is the taxi man just driving around? Like, the taxi man's probably like, what? She up to?
Woo! Also, get your tits out, girl.
Also, kind get of a laugh.
Out. Like, I can get my tits out in public. Why can't you?
My top had fallen down around my waist. And I didn't realise it. Oh, she didn't realise.
Okay.
At the top, she was
I thought she was giving locked. Free the nip.
She was locked.
Okay, fair
imagine
enough.
The top being down around your waist. Yeah. And I didn't realise until my sister came into my room yelling at me to take it down. The video was like a whole minute long too. Had to go on a date the next day with a guy who I'd never met before and he had seen the video.
And he should be thanking you. Don't be embarrassed about that at all,
went
girl.
On the days.
Get the tits out, girl. You know what I mean?
No. Nothing like that's ever happened to me.
No.
Right. I've never done anything like that. What has happened is, and I think the whole system needs an overhaul. Have you ever been in Boots? Right. Have you gone into Boots to get some photos developed?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you connect your iPhone
and,
in, right? And it brings up every fucking picture of the lot. And there's always a one wandering around, you know, in case you need help. And oh, my God, I never disconnected a phone so quick because the photos were still up then.
All the nudes.
Well, just crazy shit.
Some
you know, the stupid
shit.
And also some stuff you might have been sent or like screenshots that you take those for the laugh.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, what in the name of God is going on here? Surely this is a flawed system.
You need to be so careful. There was a long story in this about a girl. I'll just give you cliff notes.
Yeah.
Basically, her sister was trying to set up with this fella, but they never were out at the same time. And one night she was out, right?
Yeah.
So she went onto his Instagram and screenshot a picture of him and showed all her friends and was like, we're going to go to a club and we're going to say, because I know the club he's in, and we're going to pretend to bump into him.
Right.
This is what he looks like. Make sure if you see him to let me know, right? Then she gets to the club and the plan's going to plan. Everyone's like, oh my God. Like, oh, you know, so-and-so's here as well.
Yeah.
They start chatting. He's like, come on, me take a selfie or whatever. They go to take a selfie, but when she unlocks her phone, his picture opens up.
Oh.
It looks like he's her wallpaper. So then she was like, oh, sorry, and then takes the picture. And then he after he took the picture, she said he ran out of the club. He thought she was going to murder him.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but also,
now, something we'd all do.
Also, a series of unfortunate events.
Brilliant, though.
Do you know?
Now, who goes, come on, we take a selfie?
Well, they were taking a selfie.
Also, there was a time as well, though, that, like, you know, you just go out and you just...
let's take a selfie.
Let's take a selfie. Yeah, come on, we do a selfie.
Sometimes if I think about it too much when I'm taking a picture of myself, like...
Yeah.
I just get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is when I'm... After getting a haircut, right, the barbers that I go to... I will always have to document the haircut. I will always take a picture in the lift. And the amount of times I've been coming out of that lift and I'm like, I need to get like the shot. You know,
the picture,
people are coming in, I'm literally just like this.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when you're in a public space, like a toilet or like a dressing or like a changing room, and you're mid taking a picture in the mirror, and someone walks in.
Oh my God, I think it's
and
so
you have
embarrassing.
To pretend that like you weren't taking a picture.
Oh, I think it's so embarrassing. Anyway, is anything really embarrassing, girlies?
No, it's not. Like, as in, like, if you can, you need to learn to laugh at the embarrassment.
Laugh at it. Also, we've had a laugh there. I know we're laughing at your misfortune, but like ultimately, other people are going to be laughing too. Like, so really, what we're doing. Is we're absolving you from your embarrassment.
Exactly.
We're eradicating embarrassment.
Being cringe is in.
wearing fedoras is out.
Out.
Unless you're Britney.
Unless you're Britney. Also, girls, we had
Mariah used to wear a fedora.
Actually, Mariah.
Let me just check.
I want to say Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera used
actually, they're all kind of rocking the fedora.
Celebs wearing fedoras.
Do you know who I think could pull off a fedora?
Who?
Dua Lipa.
She could actually pull one off. Yeah. I think she's actually... And I don't mind her music and stuff. I'm into it. Like, she wouldn't be my favourite.
Mary
right?
J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige, of course. How do we forget?
I want to say Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland, I was going to say. Alicia Keys, definitely.
Definitely.
But not in the right sense. I know that sounds kind of mean.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, I think it was off the mark. Now, so many. There's Rihanna in one. Justin Timberlake looks like a fool.
We need to do a fedora ep.
No, we don't. Kesha wore a fedora.
Whoever's coming to see us on our tour.
Eva Longoria wore a fedora.
If you're wearing a fedora in the audience, we'll get you on stage for a picky.
Will we do like... Yeah. Will we do a bit of a dress code for the tour?
Yeah, so if you come see us on our tour, wear a fedora. Pass it along.
Idris Elba looks handsome in a fedora.
He doesn't.
Oh my God, Ellie Goulding is big fedora energy.
You see, that's not a fedora in my book now.
See, I actually would have said that the wider one is more fedora-esque.
Oh no, that's completely different. That's a fedora. Johnny Depp there, that's a fedora.
I think fedora just means it has to have that shape on top. Does it? I know, look, who are we, the fedora police?
Yeah. We'll cover it in the fedora.
Also, we're going to do a part two because honestly, we received so many submissions, but as per usual, we end up just
chatting shit. And they're so funny. So we're going to do, as part of our extra pod called Don't Tell Mam on our Patreon, this month, we're going to do Embarrassing Stories Part 2.
Check it out.
That's clickbait, girlies. Anyway, go out and embarrass yourselves.
Go out and have a right old embarrassing time. Be Naira, girlies.
Not be Naira. What other way in English is there to say I'm embarrassed? I'm mortified. I'm puce.
I'm scarlet.
Johansson.
Craig always goes, oh, Scarlett Johansson then.
Actually, when I was saying it, did he pop into my head? Sorry, Craig Barris, credit, where's credit
to
you?
Also, people, the amount of stuff that we've actually built off the back of Craig Barrett vocab.
Craig Barrett, credit, where's credit to you? I'm Scarlett Johansson.
Anyway, girlies, love you loads.
Love you loads, girls.
Take care, girlies.
Go on, love you, bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.